Good morning. Joining us, as he always does on Tuesday mornings, is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, this morning we were talking about the rally that was held demanding justice after a video was released, a scene where Albany police brutalized people during a confrontation on First Street in the city. We have a number of ramifications of this, and it's not the first time we've seen the police in our region and even in Albany in trouble.
No, that's true, and this story will be unfolding for months, maybe years, when it comes to civil litigation, other things that will go on. But last night was the first protest rally that's been held since the videos came to light last week of Albany police striking unarmed guys on First Street on March 16th. And among the protesters last night at a community center on First Street were some of the men that were involved in the incident, including Armando Sanchez, who still has some of the bruises on his face from where he was allegedly hit by Officer Luke Deere. He told the crowd that he was glad to be alive, that he thought he could have been killed during the melee with police. The protesters last night demanded that the arrests of any officer who was seen hitting someone and the firing of everybody who was at the scene. It's probably not going to happen just that way as this continues to unfold. But yesterday morning, Officer Deere, the only officer charged with crime so far, was supposed to head to city court for an appearance. But the DA's office alerted the court and Mr. Deere that his case is now in front of a grand jury that will probably encompass more than just the allegations against Mr. Deere as this grand jury begins to do its work.
And this all stems, Mike, if I'm correct, from, was it a noise complaint, a repeated noise complaint?
Yes, and I mean, it sounds like the house was about as bad a nuisance on a block as you're likely to find. A lot of other neighbors told Chris Churchill last week that they don't mind the way the police handled the incident because they're just glad that the house got quieted down. So there's some serious problems on that street beyond that one incident that the city's going to have to look at and explain, because it is just, you know, not the type of a situation anybody wants to live through.
And you got a fairly new police chief.
Yeah, and his response to this has been interesting. He was with the cops on the Eleazar Williams shooting last year when some people thought that investigation was rigged to clear the officer in the case. This time he set a harder tone against these officers.
Let's now talk about something that's been making news in the Capital Region for a while, and that's this group called Nexium. We have another person now pleading guilty.
Correct, yeah. Allison Mack, who people might recognize from as an actress. She was in the TV show Smallville. She is the third of the six defendants arrested by the federal government in this case. She pleaded guilty to federal racketeering charges Monday in U.S. District Court in Brooklyn. She admitted she used threats to force women to join a secret sex master club founded allegedly by Nexium leader Keith Raniere. And she also admitted to forcing a woman to perform labor under threat of force and physical restraint. Her plea deal leaves three defendants, including Raniere, headed toward trial at the end of the month. And lawyers are beginning to circulate a questionnaire with would-be jurors for the case to see if there are things that would disqualify them ahead of voir dire.
Where do the Bronfmans fall in all of this?
Well, they're still one of the Bronfman sisters is still facing charges. The feds have been in plea negotiations with several of the defendants. I don't know if she's one of them or if she'll just head to trial with Raniere at the end of the month.
They are, of course, the heirs to the Seagram's fortune.
Correct.
Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Have a good day, Dave.